Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
It bothers me.
To the city, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, what up, Adam and SF? What up, Adam?
Man, I thought I was feeling pretty confident with that, but all right.
Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water, Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water, Plumbing and Drain. Out with the old, in with the new. That's the 2024 NBA playoff motto. Out with the old, in with the new, as the Lakers bow out to the Nuggets last night in five games. LeBron was special, nearly dropped a triple-double, but too much Jamal Murray down a stretch. He is the game winner with 3.6 seconds left, his second game winner of the series, and the Lakers go out in five. They enter the offseason, so now we got KD, we got LeBron, we got Steph, we got all these guys chilling in Cancun right now, and it's the T-Wolves and the Nuggets. It's the Thunder and the winner of the Clippers and the Mavericks. I was hoping that game was tonight, but Clippers-Mavs game five is tomorrow night in L.A., 7 o'clock. That will be special. The ultimate swing game. I love the swing games. I love the swing games. I love being a good game five, especially when the series is tied to two games apiece. You got the Sixers and Knicks tonight, game five at the Garden. Mm-hmm. It's going to be rocking, rocking and rolling, and the Knicks have a great opportunity with the Pacers on deck to eliminate the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis and Dame are going to be at home. What is Milwaukee going to do this offseason? We'll get to NBA scenarios, trade scenarios, who fits with the Golden State. Well, we're going to get to all that later on in the program. But you were talking about Fenway Parkers. So we're talking about our bucket list items, bucket list venues. So we're talking about soccer, you know, going to Liverpool or going to Chelsea or going to Wembley Stadium, you guys. Like, I always want to go to Wimbledon. Like, later on this year, I'm going to go to Flushing Meadows, the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah.
It's a venue I've always wanted to go
Very
to.
Very cool.
So, you had a story about Fenway Park, because I think we've both been to Fenway Park.
Yeah, you know, when the Giants, it was announced they were going to go to Boston, I remember there was this big buildup. Interleague play. The National League never played the American League. And then they finally introduced it, and it was going to be every 4 years, you would have the Red Sox come here, and every other 4 years, you'd go to Fenway, right? And so, the first time ever in a regular season game, Giants Red Sox. And my buddies had set up this trip, and I didn't have any money. We were all broke. All of us were all broke. And it's one of the greatest trips I've ever been on in my life. To this day, I remember it vividly and very fondly. It's 2007. It's Bonds' final year. Everybody took the red eye Thursday night to get to Boston for Friday so you can get there first thing in the morning. And you wanted to get to batting practice. Because I don't know if you remember, but Dan Shaughnessy or O'Shaughnessy, I forget how you pronounce his name, the writer.
O'Shaughnessy, Dan O'Shaughnessy, Boston Globe.
Him and Bob Ryan were writing for the Globe at the time. And he had put in the newspaper that everybody in Boston should get up and turn around when Barry Bonds comes to bat and not honor him, not say anything. So we went out, Giants fans, we're going to go out there deep. And I'm telling you, B, I swear to God, you could not walk around Boston without running into people you knew from San Francisco. Yeah. It was unbelievable. I felt like half the city flew out to Boston. Friday night, we get out there early. Bonds is taking batting practice, and Red Sox fans are literally giving him standing ovations while he's doing batting practice.
Then they also had the Astros signs too, though.
Oh, they had everything.
I remember the Astros signs in Boston.
Bonte, they had everything. Everything. And it was incredible. Let me read. Friday night, Barry Zito starting against?
Dice K was Saturday, right?
Saturday, 1-0 against Matt Cain. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, Dice K was
Friday
Saturday.
Night was Barry Zito versus Julian Tavares.
Wow.
Okay.
Boston swept the series, right?
Yes, they did.
That's a name I've not heard.
Right? Listen to the lineup. You want to talk about sad lineups? Listen to the 2007 Giants. Dave Roberts, who got a standing ovation because of the stolen bag, his first time back in Boston. Mark Sweeney at first. Randy Winn in left. Bonds as the DH. Ray Durham at second. Benji Molina behind the dish in the squat. Pedro Feliz at third. Sheerholtz in right. Omar Vizquel at shortstop. Giants lost 10-2.
Yeah,
they got they got crushed.
Oh, yeah.
There were fights everywhere in the bleachers. Everywhere. Giants fans were getting fights left and right. We weren't good enough, so, hey, we'll win the fight.
I remember Dice K the next day. He was unbelievable. It was one of the best pitching performances I've seen from Dice K in his career. He was untouchable.
He was unbelievable. Matt Cain, a young Matt Cain, pitched for the Giants. Manny Ramirez hit a home run that Saturday.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a day game. It was beautiful. And then on the Sunday, we couldn't afford tickets because you never had the money.
Right.
We ended up going to the bar. This is at the Excelsior Hotel. And who do we run into?
Who?
Wade Boggs.
Wow.
He's got a fanny pack. He's at the end of the bar. It's me and my boy Sean, his brother Noel,
Hall of Famer Wade Boggs.
My boy Matt Murphy. And I'm looking over and I go, That's Wade Boggs. We walked up to him. We said, hey, Wade Boggs, you know, can we buy you a drink? He goes, the fact you recognize me, let me buy you a drink.
Wow.
He had the fanny pack, and my boys were making fun of him for the fanny pack. And he goes, you know who wears a fanny pack? A guy who has a World Series ring, and he busts out the World Series ring, lets us wear the World Series ring. We've got a photo.
The Yankee World Series ring, and he's rocking it in Boston.
This man was,
wow, I'm surprised he didn't get jumped.
This man was dipping at the bar in Boston.
Well,
and what's about forearms?
But,
oh, he's
but
a drinker.
Having the Yankee ring in the fanny pack.
Oh, Bonte, his forearms are humongous.
I mean, he could have got robbed. He could have got beat up.
Well, that's the last place you'd probably expect to find a Yankee World Series rings in a fanny pack.
So as we're sitting there having a beer with freaking Wade Boggs in Boston, I mean, this is like a dream come true.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds steps up to the plate against Tim Wakefield and hits a home run. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
That's awesome.
It was one of the greatest trips of all time. Fenway is... It's just amazing. Now, I know they've changed Yawkey Way and all the stuff around it. I heard it's even better now than when we went. We took the subway to go to the game, and it's one of the greatest sporting experiences of my life.
I like the subways in Boston. The subways in Boston are really cool. So I was fortunate enough to go to Fenway Park,
but
a lot later. I went 2014 during the Giants World Series.
Yeah.
I was there, so it was for the National Association of Black Journalists Convention.
Yeah.
The Yankees just happened to be in town. Derek Jeter's last year.
That's an incredible.
Teixeira is playing with the Yankees.
A text bomb.
I went to the Friday game. I went to the Saturday afternoon game between the Yankees and the Red Sox. That Friday, the trade deadline had passed.
Oh.
So I'm on the subway in Boston, and this guy's got his little transistor radio. I'll never forget it. I'm like, what's going on? The deadline. He goes, the Red Sox just traded Johnny Lester. They traded Johnny Lester to the A's.
I'm like, what?
What did the A's give up? I'm like, wow, the A's are making moves. They're hot. He goes, Cespedes? They traded Cespedes. I was like, oh my God, they traded their cleanup hitter for John Lester? And it happened to be a Cespedes' first game as a member of the Red Sox in center field. Now, Derek Jeter, this last year at the Yankees, hits one of those classic bloop doubles down the right field line.
Yeah, the inside-out swing.
Sherry hits a home run over the Green Monster. Everybody's singing Sweet Caroline. I buy me this big lobster roll.
The Sweet Caroline, it knocks.
It hits out there.
When you're there, it knocks. I'm not going to lie.
It hits out there.
It does.
It does hit out there. So that game
You got a lobster roll?
I got a lobster roll.
Isn't it a trip how when you go to Boston, they put the tip right down on the, like, the dollars stack up right down on the, whatever, the concessions table where you pay for your money and stuff. It's a totally different experience out there.
It was a lot of fun being there. Just being at that, just seeing the Green Monster in person.
Oh, the Green
Monster. It feels like it's 200 feet away from you.
Yeah,
it's I was sitting like... Now the seats are so small.
I sat in the bleachers, and then I sat on the first base side.
So I sat on the first base side, kind of like the second set, under the upper deck.
Yeah, yeah.
With the big stanchions right there, the big poles.
Big green poles.
Right, big green poles. And Wrigley Field's kind of got the same thing with the big green poles as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can't see, you got obscure views everywhere.
Yeah.
And the seats were just so small.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like, you can't put food, you're angled, you can't sit anywhere. But it was great. It was great to just walk in there and be like, wow, this is Fenway Park.
When you go to a place that old, I don't know about you, but like, I feel the ghosts.
Yep.
I know that sounds...
No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, like you feel like you're in a special place.
You feel like, wow, there's Carl Yastrzemski somewhere. Where's the spirit of Ted Williams? It's swirling around here.
The one red seat out in right field. Like, it's, I don't know, man. It's just the whole experience.
The pesky pole.
Yes!
See a pesky pole right there? Like, damn, look how short it is down the right field line.
And the way that they have the bullpen right there accessible where the fans are on top of the bullpen. Right. Just the whole experience of
filibuster
Fenway.
Here, because I got to find this lineup. I got to see who was in that Saturday game. Because there were some big boys in that Saturday game back in 2014 between the Yankees and the Red Sox. But that was Jeter's last year. Last year, as a member. Now, the Red Sox sucked that year. They went 71-91. 71-91 that season. That's why they traded Johnny Lester, of course, to the A's. The Giants, I don't think, did anything really of significance at the deadline in 2014.
Jake Peavy.
Was it Jake Peavy?
Yeah, Jake
Peavy. Was it Jake Peavy? Damn, they did trade for Jake at the deadline?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a crazy deadline.
And then he
limped
down the stretch, and they gave him a two-year extension.
But he just came from the Red Sox, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we didn't give up Arroyo in that deal. Who did we give up in that deal?
Wow, Saturday, August 2nd was the date. Saturday, August 2nd, Derek Jeter batting. Wow, the Red Sox lineup. Brock Holt at third base. Dustin Pedroia, second base. Big Poppy at DH. Cespedes, first game, left field. Mike Napoli.
Mike Napoli.
Hey, he was a stud.
Anaheim Angel.
Former Angel, had nothing but power. Daniel Nava. Xander Bogaerts at shortstop. Jackie Bradley Jr. at center field. Christian Vasquez at catcher. Now for the Yankees. Brett Gardner, left field. Derek Jeter, shortstop. Jacoby Ellsbury, center field. Mark Teixeira, first base. Carlos Beltran, DH. Beltran's a DH. Chase Headley, third base. Stephen Drew, second base. Martin Prado. Always wanted Martin Prado on the Giants.
Him. Yeah, I
always
him.
Wanted him on the Giants. Right field. Ichiro Suzuki came off the bench. I forgot he was a Yankee, for crying out loud. And Francisco Cervelli was the catcher for the Yankees that day. But Derek Jeter had one of those classic blue dogs. I was like, oh, wow, this is incredible.
Close the loop. Who did Jake Peavy get traded for when he got acquired by the Giants?
It was Heath Hembree and Edwin Escobar.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
God. Now, that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't heard it either. I haven't heard it in a long time either. So, bucket list items, bucket list venues. I know we got a break, Lemon. I know we got a break. I'm going to break.
You don't miss that
you
break,
want me to just go to break? Here, I'll just go to break right now.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.